Australians love to travel and they usually book their travel well ahead. Veronica Matheson asked Flight Centre's marketing manager, Darren Wright, about how 2017 is shaping up on the travel scene.
These days, Darren, people seem to book well in advance for overseas holidays, sometimes 9 months to a year ahead. So you must have a pretty good idea at Flight Centre what is looking hot for 2017 already.
Yes, we're starting to get an indication on where people are going, which is nice.
And where are they going?
Well, they're going everywhere.
Mainly overseas?
Yes, mainly overseas, but places on the rise at the moment, Japan, Northern Ireland, Croatia, to go sailing. Especially Japan is becoming incredibly popular for Australians for skiing. Once they go up there, they want to go back, obviously, and then they decide to go on a different season and maybe go and see it in the spring or the summer. In saying that, there's a lot of customers that just love going back to the same place again and again and again, and Fiji and Bali are very much like that. A lot of the time they become experts in the destination more than the actual travel consultants. So sometimes it's like, how can I get you the best fare to get you there? And can I offer you some accommodation? Or can I help you with any other services? And they say, no, I've got my accommodation sorted, thanks. And we just leave it at that.
Yeah. And is it sort of easier now to travel because of sort of the internet? You do your research first and then maybe you go and see a travel agent.
Oh, absolutely. We've just done a lot of research around what the customer journey looks like. And a customer will go back and search on the web 60 to 70 times before they actually walk into a travel agent. So they do become experts in the destination that they're researching.
So they actually sort of know what they want to do, where they want to go, and they just need that sort of, you know, imprimatur that that's the way they should do it.
Yeah, absolutely. They're looking for a little bit more expert advice, perhaps someone that's been there before. A lot of the time people get unstuck when it comes to visas and passports required and the like, where it's a little bit hard to find on an online environment, so they come to the experts.
Yeah. So is Europe still right up there?
Yeah, Europe is still very strong. There's certain areas that are showing a little bit of a dip, but they're starting to come back. Paris, for example, Turkey, etc. But we're starting to see some green shoots on numbers of passengers going back up that way.
So talking about the UK, after Brexit, did you notice any sort of change in booking patterns?
Not really. None at all, to be honest. So the Aussies are a tough bunch when it comes to travelling. They get straight back on the planes and keep going. So we're pretty hardy. We just don't let anything get in our way.
And what about America with Donald Trump? Is there sort of any concern there?
I think any concern has been pretty quickly forgotten from what our forward sales are looking like, and also the massive carrot that is the amount of very cost-effective airfares to get across to the US. The fares now for economy sit under $1,000 return out of the east coast of Australia, which is phenomenal. It's never been that cheap.
Closer to home, we're still having, as you say, that love affair with Asia.
We are. We are. Bali, Phuket, into Thailand, a little bit further into North Asia. We're seeing a little bit of pickup into Korea and Taiwan, which is interesting because they're fairly new destinations for Aussie travellers, but they're wanting to get out there and explore.
Mm-hmm. And I guess if they've been to other parts of Asia, you want to tick them all off, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And flying intra-Asia is so incredibly cost-effective at the moment with the likes of Scoot Airlines and Tiger and AirAsia.
Yeah, and people aren't worried about sort of, you know, going with a low-cost airline.
No, it is the low-cost airline world up there, so it's almost like catching a taxi.
Mm. Which places have gone out of fashion? Is that sort of the places where there is a little bit of, you know, civil unrest at the moment?
I'd say so. That's really the only places. Everything else is still tracking along quite well. I haven't seen a dramatic drop in any areas which would see as the current top 10 to top 20 destinations.
Every year there are sort of places rated as the hot places to go. At the moment, what is the sort of the hottest spot?
What's hot?
Yeah, what's hot?
What we're seeing is Hawaii is very hot.
Yeah.
It's obviously got very incredible cheap fares to get there. People like the short hauls that are really driving traffic at the moment is cruising. So home port cruising is going incredibly well.
So has that made a difference, the fact that people can, you know, try out cruising locally, and then if they really like it, they might be a little bit more adventurous?
Yes, absolutely. It it goes in a fairly interesting step, is that someone cruises close to home, maybe once or twice, falls in love with the idea of unpacking once and seeing many countries or continents, and then they go into overseas cruising, either through Asia or maybe up into Europe, and then they'll progress probably to small river cruising up through Europe, which is amazing, cruising around Croatia or sailing ships around Croatia. And then, you know, that takes a few years, and by the end of it, they're ready to retire and they're on the Rocky Mountaineer through Canada.
Yeah. Well, Canada will always be popular, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Canada is a magic place.
Is it older people that are a little bit more nervous about going to places where there are trouble spots?
You'd say yes, but I still see a fairly resilient, mature traveller out there. They just seem to be changing where they're going. That's the main one.
Yeah, Darren, how does a place become popular suddenly? I mean, you see sort of, you know, as you say, Croatia's so hot now and Japan's so hot. Is it because younger people maybe go there first and spread the word? Or how does it work? Or is it marketing?
Oh, well, I'd like to say it's marketing because I'm a marketer.
But?
Yes, but. It's usually driven through social connections, really. Japan started to become really popular around the skiing set, and usually skiers are families or couples who are fairly wealthy in the way that they can travel overseas to ski, and they talk to other families who talk to other families who talk to other people, and everybody starts thinking, wow, this is great. And the more people go, the more services start, and airfares become more competitive, and away you go. No one would be thinking 4 years ago that Jetstar would be flying directly from the Gold Coast straight into Narita. But, you know, now it's a 4 or 5 time a week thing.
Have you got a feeling for anywhere that is a slow burner at the moment but that will become really popular in the next few years?
I've said it over and over again to quite a few people, but Vietnam, I think, is one of those little undiscovered areas of Asia that some people feel that they don't need to go to because they've been to other pieces of Asia that they think may be the same, but it's just one of those little pockets that
it's very different.
Very different. The culture is amazing. The people are absolutely incredible. And so friendly and accommodating. And you can go from chilly high mountaintops and rainforests right down to surfing on the local beaches through hawker stalls and major metropolis city, so it's an incredible little area.
Let's talk about the Baltic and Norway, Sweden, Scandinavia. That's becoming sort of really popular, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. We see a lot of customers that will double the length of their holiday, take a cruise for 10 days and stay an extra 10 days, either 5 before or 5 after, and mix it up a little bit.
Well, it makes sense with Australians especially because, I mean, we have to travel so far to get somewhere. Mm. You might as well make the most of your time there.
We are seeing more frequent short trips going on, but that's mainly around Asia and the South Pacific. Yeah, a week or even a long weekend. So with the low-cost carriers out of Australia now, there's lots of people ducking up to Singapore for a girls' weekend, flying out on a Friday, flying back on a Monday. It's only 8 hours flight. So
yeah, I guess that's true.
Very, very quick and easy. Because up there are very reasonable. It's cheaper to spend a weekend in Singapore than it would be in Sydney sometimes. Mm.
Is that probably one of the reasons why a lot of people are going overseas, because they think they're getting more better value for money?
Yes, absolutely.
Darren, independently, if someone said to you, where should I go overseas this in 2017, what would you recommend?
Well, I'd say if you want a beach holiday, you can't really go past the Gold Coast.
That's okay. We can talk domestic in a minute if you want to.
But a short, sharp family holiday, Fiji, Samoa, Cook Islands, a romantic getaway, and I've literally just come back from one, is the Maldives.
Oh, wow.
Amazing chain of islands, archipelago.
Yes. So did you stay on one of the villas that you in the water and you looked down on the fish below?
I would have liked to, but no, I stayed on the land because my beautiful wife doesn't like the lapping water underneath the bungalows. We had done it before. And we went back up and we stayed on a beautiful bungalow right on the edge of the water, but it was actually on sand. So.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Yes, very nice spot.
But that's the sort of holiday that you go to when you really don't want to do much. You just want to lay back.
Yep.
You're off to the Maldives. Where else would you go? Or would you recommend people to go?
Well, I think an Asian stopover is always fantastic. So Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, just for the shopping, basically.
So you do the shopping on the way home?
Yes, on the way home. Don't do it on the way up or you may end up carrying excess baggage.
Do people sort of choose a place because of the scenery or do they go because they want a city experience?
No, I think it's different horses for different courses, obviously. We get a lot of customers that walk in and say, OK, I've got $10,000 to spend, I don't know where to go. Or they come in and say, I want a beach holiday with my family. Or I need to get out of here. I need a holiday. Where to? And that's where the consultants come to life.
That was Darren Wright with Veronica Matheson.